Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we welcome Dr. Ken Fawcett, Vice President of Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities. We speak with Dr. Fawcett about, of course, a pledge to spend over $100 million, goodness gracious, over the next 10 years to address health inequities. Of course, joining the discussion is WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chapel, a weekly segment part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. I always do our mic checks. Good morning to you, Dr. Fawcett.
Good morning.
Glad that you are here. And Steve Chapel, hello to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and a special hello to all of our valued morning show listeners and to our special guest, Dr. Fawcett.
Steve, provide that brief overview of our Kellogg grant.
Yes, thanks for asking, Shelley. Briefly, WGVU is privileged indeed to be administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in the area of focusing in on creating more equitable communities for all of our residents. And we're not only very appreciative of the much-needed funding Kellogg provides to engage the community, but also for their strategic vision worldwide to create more equitable environments for everyone. And we're approaching our work quickly in two ways. We have hired an inclusion reporter who provides a voice to those marginalized communities that aren't always at the table for those discussions, and then hones in on some of those inequities in our community. And we work with leaders of color who we have trained in media skills and community organizing under the Shaping Narratives umbrella, and they create content with and for their communities that we are now taking back into the community for change-based conversations. And it's a privilege to have Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities with us today, an organization, of course, under the Spectrum Health umbrella that does so much for so many communities. In fact, I just have to share that one of my very first grants when I started at WGVU came from Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities, shortly after the merger of Blodgett and Butterworth. And it was on the topic of African-American infant mortality, and I had the privilege of working with their I-team. And I do have to read a sobering and tragic paragraph from the business case for racial equity in Michigan, put out by W.K. Kellogg Foundation Alterum Institute. And it says that, unfortunately, the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poorer health, lower educational attainment, fewer education and greater involvement with a criminal justice system than the average white child. And that kind of ties into a report that the Grand Rapids African American Health Institute put out a few years ago called the Health Equity Report for Kent County. And they look at social determinants of health. They examine health outcomes and behaviors. And, under those social determinants of health that result in poor health outcomes, it really mirrors and aligns with that paragraph from the Kellogg report I just read. So we are indeed blessed to have Spectrum Healthier Communities in our community, and we're appreciative of Dr. Fawcett's participation.
Bet. Let's bring Dr. Fawcett up to the microphone, if we may. Again, remind us of the mission, purpose, and some of the ways Healthier Communities does address inequities and disparities.
Sure things, and thanks, Shelley. Yeah, at Spectrum Health, our mission is to improve health, inspire hope, and save lives. And within Healthier Communities, we are set to help to achieve that, really by creating the most equitable health outcomes possible at the individual, at the neighborhood, and the region that we serve. So very much in line with the work that Steve is describing.
Steve.
Thanks, Shelley. Ken, not only do you lead Spectrum Healthier Communities and all of their good work in our community, but you're on the board of HealthNet of West Michigan, Kent School Services Network, and Degage Ministries, among others, that provide critical services. So we're appreciative of your efforts there as well. With COVID-19 and everything that Spectrum is doing to address that, unfortunately, that's brought to light a lot of racial disparities, and unrest in this country has put the spotlight on those many disparities and inequities. What is Spectrum doing, given the COVID pandemic, to kind of hone in on those underserved, marginalized residents with all of those disparities that have been brought to light?
Yes. Thank you, Steve. You are entirely correct. The intersection between this global pandemic of COVID-19 really brought the world to a standstill. And then when you layer on top of that the very public sentiment around racial injustice and unrest, Spectrum Health, like other organizations, felt like, you know, hey, we need to do something differently about this. So specifically as it relates to COVID-19, you know, we shifted some of our programs. We have a program, for example, that historically engages the community around chronic disease prevention, and historically have done health screenings and coachings and then offered interventions around nutrition and fitness. Of course, all of that requires live in-person interactions. And of course, during a global pandemic, you can't do that. And so we pivoted this program actually to prevent COVID infection by giving out PPE, sanitization equipment, by connecting people with essential resources because of social isolation that was occurring. Offering testing in community, financial counseling, and now have continued to evolve and are intimately involved in setting up these pop-up clinics in community to provide vaccination in collaboration with our health department and other community organizations as well. Something else that occurred last June was we decided that we couldn't just utilize existing resources, but in fact, in order to fulfill our mission, we needed to expand how we are investing in this work and how can we be more purposeful about addressing inequities. And subsequently, we agreed to advance our funding, to increase our funding up to $100 million over the next 10 years to address inequities. And so, you know, I think that we can build upon a solid foundation of doing this work, and we can do even more going forward. So really excited about that.
Well, thank you for providing some of those details and as well the many health organizations and other partners, both on the nonprofit and public side that Spectrum is partnering with. And again, thanks for your leadership around all these efforts. Toward that pledge of $100 million over the next 10 years, does that really start to get at some of the barriers to access to quality health care that unfortunately so many of the under the marginalized residents experience, just accessing affordable quality health care? Some of the programs you talked about, does it really get at it's trying to solve that barrier?
You know, certainly access to care, Steve, is one piece of that. But I want to come back to something else that you had mentioned earlier. And you had mentioned social determinants of health and unmet social needs as being profound influencers on the creation of health. And really, we are working upstream of healthcare to actually impact some of these social factors that influence health to a very, very large extent. And so looking at how can we partner with community-based organizations and local governance regarding creating housing solutions? Looking at, you know, last year was the most violent year in the history of Grand Rapids. Is there a way that we can participate in efforts around trying to reduce retaliatory violence? And try to reduce the homicide rate that has occurred in Grand Rapids, and then also looking at issues around social capital and vibrancy within our neighborhoods to try to improve them as well. And so it's not simply access to health care. That's an important component, but really we are also looking at trying to address some of these other factors that we know influence health to a far greater degree than even access to care.
Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. Of course, speaking with Dr. Ken Fawcett, Vice President of Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities. Dr. Fawcett, with a few minutes left, can you share about your future work and final thoughts?
Well, yes, Healthier Communities really has three main areas of focus. One of them is addressing maternal infant health and trying to improve the birth outcomes of individuals born into poverty. And as Steve had amply pointed out, that is inclusive of populations of color. And we've made wonderful progress in that, really addressing economic security as a primary driver of long-term health. You know, if we can improve the educational outcomes, the employability, someone's self-sufficiency economically, we know we're going to be improving and creating more equitable health as well. And then recognizing that we need to do a better job of addressing the social milieu and chronic disease, not only its prevention, but its management once it occurs, while ensuring that people have equitable access to care. So those are our three main areas. We look to expand our collaboration with community partners because these are wicked problems and no singular organization is going to be able to solve them on our own. And we're blessed to be in a community where there are so many people invested in doing this work.
Thank you for that. Where do we find out more information about your work?
I tell you what, you can go to our website, spectrumhealth.org, and click on our Healthier Communities segment that is there, and that would be wonderful.
That's what we will do. Yes, thank you.
Work.
Yes. Steve?
Yes, well, of course, like you, Shelley, I wanted to thank Ken Fawcett, MD, who is Vice President of Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities, for being with us this morning and really taking us more into a deep dive of all the factors, the social determinants of health, and how Spectrum as an organization and the Healthier Communities part of it is really honing in to solve a complex problem and doing so successfully. I just wanted to add to what Ken said that in addition to going to spectrumhealth.org/healthiercommunities, to find out more about what Ken talked about. They can also get COVID resources and information at spectrumhealth.org/COVID-19. And like many of us, we're registered at multiple locations to get vaccinated. Spectrum is doing an incredible job keeping people informed via text, email, phone calls. And so you can call, register online, or call the following number, 833-755-0696. And I just want to let our listeners know that if you've missed any part of this interview, please go to the WGVU radio news page a little later this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive. You can listen to it in its entirety.
Wonderful. And tell your neighbor as well. Gentlemen, thank you for this conversation that we do have on a weekly basis today, spotlighting, of course, you and yours, Dr. Ken Fawcett, Vice President of Spectrum Health, Healthier Communities. Dr. Fawcett, Steve Chappell, good day, and thank you very much for this conversation.